It's the Morning KLH with Dave and Doreen.
All right, I came in this morning. I was reading the stories that happened over the weekend. And I see this headline that says, "Woman steals Land Rover back from thieves."
Good.
The Daily Record says London resident Joe Coombs, C-O-O-M-B-S, is going viral. She recently stole her Land Rover back from several thieves. Dave Coombs joins us now, host of the Midday Show on KLH. You don't have any English relatives, do you, Dave?
My roots are in England, but the only relatives I know of with the last name Coombs are moonshine runners in West Virginia.
So they're not driving Land Rovers? I don't know. The SUV, by the way, was taken from a parking lot. Joe Coombs remembered the Rover came with a GPS tracker, so she was able to locate it and steal it back. She said, "I called the police. They told me to get my keys and go and reclaim my car."
Good.
I had thought that they would go, but no, apparently it was quicker if I did, so I did.
I do have relatives on the family tree from England. One of them was an Archbishop of York. We actually have the full family tree checked out there. And this guy was murdered. He was shot to death crossing a moor because he had the wrong religion. He was a Protestant.
Wow.
And them Catholics back in the 1600s didn't like that. And so they shot him to death.
Wow.
Yeah. But for the Coombses, you know, it's funny. I've actually checked the family tree and I've looked for other Dave Coombses elsewhere in the world on Facebook. There are a bunch of them. One guy performs in the Australian version of Cirque du Soleil.
Really? Wow.
Yes. And there's another Dave Coombs who works for Disney in the UK.
Wow.
Huh.
Do you ever think of calling those guys up and just like, "Hey, how you doing? I'm Dave Coombs too."
We've actually conversed via Facebook. So I've got other Dave Coombs. Joe Coombs, the woman in the Rover. I'll have to look her up.
Yeah, you'll have to check that out.
I don't have any famous people. I don't think in my family tree at all. Anywhere.
No famous Tutkowskis?
No.
No famous Tutkowskis.
I'm pretty sure there's not. Maybe I'll have to do an ancestry and find out.
All right. So there was another story I saw this morning, and I'm gonna do a little. Insert a little audio insert here. See if you guys remember this. Remember this?
No war hangers! What's wire hangers doing in this closet when I told you no wire hangers ever?
From Mommy Dearest.
Yeah, this was a running joke in my house because my parents were dry cleaners and all of our hangers were wire.
Oh, there you go. Mm-hmm.
So my mom was Mommy Dearest. And
so the coat hanger challenge is the big thing on TikTok, though. Explain that to us.
Yeah, I guess it's now bigger than Tide Pods and fence busting and milk crate balancing.
And so the idea is you put your head in there and then your head goes away from the hook. I don't get the whole thing.
You wedge your head inside the coat hanger and it makes your head involuntarily turn to the side opposite to the way the hanger the hook is pointed.
Who thinks of it, right?
I'm watching it right now.
Are you?
Yeah, but I don't know how it's you'd have to try it to see if it's actually involuntary. But this kid's not using a wire hanger, it's a plastic hanger.
Plastic? Yeah, I don't know if that makes a difference.
I mean, his head moves, but I don't know if he's doing that. Like, you can't.
It works on 96% of the people tested. It works on it.
96.5.
So you got to go 96.5 when you're on this station.
Very good. Yeah.
All right. So wait, I got to ask those with teenagers, and that would be Marcus and Doreen. TikTok challenges still a big thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Are you familiar with like what the latest one is, or how? How do you know what the new TikTok challenge is?
I always seem to be like two steps behind. The second I bring up, "Oh, did you hear about this TikTok challenge?" "Oh, that's so old."
Yeah, that's
old.
That's like 3 weeks ago, Dad, or whatever.
Yeah, I hear about them here on this show when we get the news reports on them.
Right.
I remember when I was a kid, we did the thing. Did you ever do this when you were a kid and you got in a doorway and you pushed your hands against the side of the doorway?
Yeah.
And then you got out of the doorway and you lifted your arms straight out and they raised all by themselves. Did you ever do that?
No, I never did that.
No.
I'll have to actually show you what I mean, I guess. Maybe
totally
we'll shoot
freaky.
A video.
So are you saying like you push as hard as you can?
Yes.
On the side.
You get inside the frame of the doorway and then push your hands outward as hard as you can, and then step outside, straighten your arms, and they automatically lift.
Wow.
Interesting.
Was that like a stupid human trick from Letterman or something? Because that, you know what I mean? That
yeah.
Sounds like one.
Long before Letterman. Right. I don't know. Yeah. I just remember doing it when I was like 10 years old. I remember doing that.
Never seen it.
So this coat hanger challenge, it says the real thing is it's called the hanger reflex, and it was first documented in 1991.
Wow. Yeah. So they're going way back, old school, 30 plus years ago to get TikTok challenges.
Well, so right, someone's parents told their kid about this.
Is that the way it worked?
Yeah, and now it went viral.
Back when Jerry Taggy was the Packers quarterback.
Jerry Taggy!
Wow, you just pulled that out.
Was he from Nebraska?
Yes!
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You knew Jerry Taggy, I knew Nebraska. You know what that means? We need to defrag our brains.
Yeah,
that's
you do.
What it means. We got to get rid of that stuff. All right, David. Well, listen, we always do. Host of the Midday Show, Dave Coombs. Have a great day.
Thanks, guys.
All right, take care. Dave Coombs, part of what we do around here on KLH.